on Sky Sports Radio, you're listening to Racing HQ. And now, a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
And it is 12 past 10, but a beautiful day in Grafton. Gary Cleese is laying back in his board shorts, sunning by the track at the moment as he does the form. Morning, Gary.
Yeah, morning, Sean. Yeah, you couldn't get a better day, could you? You've been in Grafton for the last 3 or 4 days, but this is just beaming down here today, and they'll rack them in as they did yesterday. It's probably the biggest crowd I've seen on a morning day, but they'll get a big one here today, and they've got good feels, and the Cup and the Kirby. The Kirby's the one that pulls that curtain down. Well, we've still got one more day of the carnival to go on Sunday, the McLean Cup, but they've got it all made today, Sean.
Certainly have, Gaz. The first 1 and 2 come out. 3 cents here, $11. 4 Nosy, $5.50. 5 out. 6 Star Verada, $6.50. 7 Typhoon Bonnie, $4. 8 Always Sacred, $8. 9 The Yellow Queen, $6. 10 Invincible Tammy, $10. 11 All About Charlie, $10. 12 Vivid Image, $12. 13 French Command, $26. 14 All Too Sweet, pardon me, is $101. Our favourite is, it looks like, $4 for Typhoon Bonnie. It's the main one in the market there.
Yeah, well, I'm with her, Sean. I'm 7, 4, 6, and 9. I love both her runs. She ran third at Port Macquarie. She had the track up wide. She was beaten 1.7, and a couple of winners came out of the race. And she still had the track wide at Taree when she ran second there behind Classy Anna, beaten 0.8 of a length. Probably the only thing with her today, Sean, it is a little bit of a sticky gate for her bark. She's got enough speed to get across, and she is going good. And she's one of those little mares that normally takes a couple of runs to just tighten up. Four Nosy's had 3 runs back. His last two have been really good at Taree. He went to Gosford. He was beaten 0.9 of a length. He gets that nice little claim for Emily Atkinson. He seems a horse that's not a hard horse to ride. So I think young Emily will handle him. Look, I'm throwing 6 Star of Verada in. He's got support on tab right at the moment. He probably hasn't had a flash and light on him his last couple of runs, but he gets a lovely gait. And he's certainly better than what his form is showing. In 9, the Ulay Queen resumes. She was going really good last preparation. She's had one little soft trial. You might read in your form guide. She runs 7th or 10th in that trial at Grafton. Don't read a lot into it because she was never off the bridle in that trial. 7, 4, 6 and 9 in race 1.
Second event, 1 exclusive, 14, 2 and 3 out, 4 true quality, 4.45, Prince of Aaron, 41, 6 Hellenism, 2.25, 7 Sing Song, 5.50, 8 Swoop, 101, 9 Buffalo Girl, 8, 10 out, 11 Dewbank, 21, 12 Chitorial, 34, 13, 14 out, 15 Come Alive, 34, 16 Flying Prince, 15, 17 Blinkin' Snazzy, 41, 18 Olivia's Girl, 151. Hellenism the favourite here, 2.25, number 6.
Yeah, nice filly, lovely filly, 6, 4, 9 and 7. She should have won on debut. She was unlucky. And then she came back and she just absolutely annihilated them 20 days ago, winning that maiden at Coffs Harbour by 4.8. Normally the helmets can get a bit warm in the yard, but this is a lovely bodied filly and a lovely quiet filly. A true quality, the four, look, she's the danger. She won a Doomben maiden on debut. He tipped her straight out, Matt Dunn. She resumed with a good bird. At Moorlambar, beaten 1.5. That was 5 weeks ago. He took her back to the trials 19 days ago at Deegan just to give her a top off, and she got the trial out of the way there. But she's a pretty smart filly by Reduce Choice. She'll be hard to beat. 9 Buffalo Girls, 2 runs back. Lisa Garnett, smart, stable Lisa, knows how to get one right. And she's been placed both her runs this time in and did an awful lot of work from the 800-metre mark to lead at the Gold Coast when running third. So she'll get a better run today. And 7 Sing Song. Look, I thought she was disappointing. I loved the first up run. I thought she was disappointing here behind Mighty Matea, but it might have been the second up syndrome, and she may be looking for 1,400 metres. 6, 4, 9 and 7, race 2.
The third, the Tab Mother's Gift, 1 Cash Spinner, 18, 2 out, 3 Made Marilyn, 18, 4 Snapchat Girl, 290, 5 Sonia, 420, 6 Bedtime Stories, 440, 7 Frisky, 113, 8 They Call Me Rose, 10, 9 Hot Scene, 26, 10 out, 11 Foxy Walk, 850, 12 Golden Lily, 23, 13 Wonderful Thing, 126. Favourite is Snapchat Girl, the 4, 290.
Yeah, I like a $13 chance, Sean. I'm 7, 5, 4 and 8. I'm with a 70 Frisky one. She's had that little bit of support on tap. $13 is overs with her. Maruya run was terrific in an open handicap. Beaten 1.4 lengths, 1,300 metres. Got a mile out of the ground and hit the line hard. Beaten 1.4. Matthew Carl rides. She's 1 for 1 at the track. 1,400 suits. She gets a kilo over the limit. I think she's terrific value. 5 Swords are just flying. Her Casino win on Beak Week Cup Day was good. She went to the Gold Coast, but she beat Snapchat Girl now. She had 60.5 kilos. She gets 55, so she drops 5 today, and she actually meets Snapchat Girl better at the weights for beating her. Snapchat Girl is the danger. Look, you could probably offer a few excuses there behind Saunders the other day. She had to hold a course at the 100-metre mark. And I got the 8-day Call Me Rose. She loved it. She's a 7-times winner and a 4-times winner here. She was a lot better at Coffs Harbour last start when she runs second. And the biggest thing about it, they leave her lead. She's a better man when she can high roll up in front. She may take a bit of running down. 7, 5, 4, and 8 in race 3.
All right, we go to the fourth. Now, one arrives by Sun 101, 2 by Indy 26, 3 Senko Star 650, 4 Iger 290, 5 Footer Spirit 13, 6 Moonhawk 12, 7 Bellarina Magic 16, 8 Centre Fire 480, 9 Hiroko 550, 10 out, 11 Oso Hot 21, 12 Underwood 850. Iger for Brett Kavanagh, the 4, 290 favourite.
Yeah, well, look, I haven't got him in. I haven't got any knocks. Look, he won on debut and he did a good job. He's still a little bit green in transit, so obviously he's going to learn off that. And I'm 9, 12, 3 and 8. I'm just with the 9-year Hiroko. She won an open maiden on debut. She came back and she ran second in a benchmark 58. Dixie beat a 0.2 of a length. We saw Dixie yesterday just get rolled in the last. Now, she's coming back to two-year-old company and she does all the work here at Grafton. I think she's a pretty smart filly. Well, don't underestimate the bottom weight, 12 Underwood. She's pretty good. She won at Moorlambah. She bolted in there. She went to Casino and won there. They took her back and trialled her at Bow Desert 10 days ago, and she won a trial by 5 lengths. And she gets 2 early, and she gets a lightweight with Matthew McGilbray on. Very good filly. The big watch is a 2 Chinko Star. He's a lovely horse. He bolted in on debut at Lismore by Stitzel. He resumes here with 2 trials. He's coming off a soft trial at Deegan, when running second in that trial. In 8 Centre Fire, the filly from Brisbane, Chrissy Munster's got her. She did a good job to win a Doomben maiden last start. So it probably doesn't end there. 9, 12, 3 and 8 in race 4.
Race 5, 1 and 2 out. 3 Yarn Up Flyer, 754 designated, 425 Ockel Bell Cavallo, 16. 6 Aguirre's, 13. 7 Beyond Desire, 5. 8 2 C's, 23. 9 Another Sheila is $8. Number 10 Another Adventure Queen, rather 51. 11 Gable Choice, 350. 12 Our Blank Canvas, 81. 13 Field Stream, 41. 15 Out, 16 Saint Isidore is 26. 16 Secret Lago, 101. 17 Purple Trumpet, 26. Favourite, 350, 11 Global Choice.
Yeah, well, I'm 7, 11 and 8. Oh, I'm with a 3 Yarrama Flyer here. Former Victorian filly, Jim Jarvis has got it. You know as well as what I do. Jimmy can bring him here from Victoria and get the money with him now. This filly had 6 starts in Victoria and she was placed 3 times. So, obviously, she goes good. There was winners coming out of those races that she was placed in at Kyneton and Cranbourne and Bendigo. Now, he trialled her at Coffs Harbour a couple of weeks ago. She ran 5th of 10 in a trial, beating 2.8. She was never off the bridle. A lovely big filly by Helmet and just trialled up really good. The filly that finished directly in front of her just got beaten a maiden here on debut last Sunday. Now, this filly draws lovely here. Obviously, he's had it for a while. She hadn't run for 2 months and he's had that trial under her belt. So I'd love to see a bit of money and Jimmy might open up his pockets and have something going up. 7 I've got as a danger beyond Desire. Had one run, he kicked her straight out that done. He took her to Doomben first up. She ran 5th of 11. She was huge. She got cleaned out of the gates and she was stone marvellous last turning the corner. And all she wanted to do was attack the line over the 1,100 metres. So maybe from the gate today, if she can begin, she'll put herself a lot handier. 11 Global's Choice. 3 months back, look, she did an awful lot of work at Eagle Farm. She was on 3 and 4 wide over 1,400 metres, and Larry Cassidy had no option at the 800-metre mark to go right around the field and go to the front, and she just spent too much petrol early. 1,200 or metres will suit her a lot better. And I've got the 8 2 C's. I think she's a watch filly. Graham Murray trains. She was placed 1 out of 4 runs last preparation. There's no trials. He's already struck here, and a heap of winners had come out of those maidens last preparation. I think she's a massive watch. 3-7, 11 and 8 in race 5.
Race 6, now 1 passing 1 to 41, 2 out, 3 Torfolk Boy, 3 even, 4 out, 5 Dream Master, 280, 6 Raffer's Choice, 460, 7 8 out, 9 Lethal Dream, 21, 10 Psy Optimus is 21, 11 Carry On Ringo, 10, 12 Manuki Bill, 19, 13 out, 14 Saxophone, 15. 15 Crooked Gent, 41. 16 Naquam, 101. Interesting market with 5 Dream Master, 280 favourite, just ahead of the 3 Torfig Boy at $3.
Yeah, look, these are the two horses, Sean. They're both trialled up really good. They've had a little bit of a break on 5, 3, 6, and 11. Look, I'm with Dream Master here. He's had 19 goes. He's won 5, been placed 5. He won at the Gold Coast, won at Durban last prep. Now, Toby Edmonds took him to two. He's had 3 trials overall. He had 1 trial and then he spaced him. He went to the next trial and he runs 6-6 at the Gold Coast in a trial. He just went around for have a look. We give him a nice pipe opener in his next trial when running second. Now, he took him to the Gold Coast in his last trial when running second there. The horse that finished directly outside him, and there was probably a 4-length margin to the third horse, was a horse called Handsome Thief. He went straight to Eagle Farm off that trial win to win at Eagle Farm. Now, he's got a good fresh record. Toby's ready to strike here again over the carnival, and I think he can get the money. The massive watch is 3-4 Big Boy. He's had 2 trials under his belt from a 10-week freshen up. He's a pretty smart horse, and again, he hasn't been asked to do a lot in both those trials at Newcastle, and Chris Lees has shipped him up here. We've got a watch on 6 Rapper's Choice. He won at Wagga 4 runs ago. He won at Canterbury 2 runs ago. I totally forget his last one at Canterbury where he was off the track. He just couldn't get in whatsoever. So he comes back to country grade here. And 11 Carry On Ringo, smart filly locally trained by Paddy Cunningham. She was pretty good in the John Carlton, the lead up to the morning behind Marley Magic. Off a bad gate. Good gate today and blinkers on first time. I think they'll sharpen her up. 5-3, 6-11 in a very good race.
All right, race 7, the Jerry McMullen Contracting Grafton Cup. 1 a grain, 350, 2 Exoteric, 9, 3 Suppressor, 5, 4 He Excels, 4. 5 Vaucluse Bay, 650, 6 Happy Go Plucky, 750, 7 No Money No Honey, 14, 8 I'll Miss You, 151, 9 Sacred Day, 15, 10 Protest, 51, 11 Hour, 12 Latino Lover, 151, 13 Uber Cougar, 151, 14 Missy Musketeer, 151. Favourite at the top, 1 a grain, 350.
Yeah, well, look, I'm 5-3-1-9. I'm with Vaucluse Bay, Chris Waller's horse. Now, you go back 3 runs ago, he ran 3rd at Durman. He was beaten 2 lengths. He took him to the Gold Coast Cup over 2,400 metres, and the Lord Mayor beat him a length that day. He had to come back from 2,400 back to 1820 at Eagle Farm in the listed race there, beaten 1.9. Not only that, at the 300-metre mark to the 200-metre mark, he was just jammed up. Jason Collett really couldn't get a crack at him, and then he had to come right off their heels and a stay, being stopped in his marks, and then he has to go again. But he found the line really good. Now, Chris has taken him back. He trialled him at Bow Desert in a four-horse trial. He had a quiet time. He ran 3rd in the trial, beaten 1.9 lengths. And he's a better horse when he gets over further. Like I said, he had to come off that 2,400 back to 1820 with no luck in running. So I got him a 3 Suppressor. Look, she chased Igrain all the way. Well, she led an Igrain runner down late. The difference today between Suppressor and Igrain, Suppressor's that little bit better on top of the ground. Igrain's better on the rain-affected track, and at the Sunny Coast, it was a very heavy track. So if they leave Suppressor alone with McGilbray, he could get the money in. He could be the boy that could ride the morning winner and the cup winner. Igrain, I've got no knocks for her. She's won on dry ground and she's won on wet ground, but I think she's master more superior on rain-affected ground. And the lightweight chance is 9 Sacred Day. Tony Pike's got him the New Zealander now. He won at Durman. The horse had finished about 3-4 lengths off him with Champagne Vega, and Champagne Vega came here to win here last Sunday. He drops enormous in weight and he gets a good gate and he's in a top-staying stable and he'll run the trip right out. So he's got a lightweight chance in the race. 5-3-1-9 in race 7.
And if Matty McGilray wins the cup, we can find only one jock who's ridden the Ramorny and Cup double in the 1 year. We can go back to 76, Jeff Challen. He won the Ramorny on Swiftly Anne. He won on the Cup and on Tonic, Ray Hinton. And believe it or not, Manawapoi ran second, also trained by Ray, and it was the one they thought would win.
Right. Yeah,
so back to 76.
That's a long time, and we've had plenty of them come in and try. And I'll tell you what, that's a bit of history. If he can do it, he could easily do it. There's no risk about that. If this little mare can get a soft leash, she'll take a lot of running down.
And the way Matty's riding, he went on the Golden Retriever at the moment. He's flying, isn't he?
Exactly, yeah. Well, look, he's that young boy that's built with confidence, and that's what you need. And he's going in there and putting it all before him. So, and he said to him the other day, I said, you know, in years to come, we're going to see those days. We're seeing Jeff Lloyd retire on Saturday. He's the young boy that could take that step up in Queensland for fighting. He keeps it all together.
Yep, exactly. Now, the Kirby, they'll go like anything in this, the last of the day. One Prince Mated, 41. Two Impregnable, 460. Three Flash Fribian, 17. Four Wooding Blade, 15. Five Patriot, 16. Six Boom Chicka Boom, 2 even. Seven Aim Lake Millie, 16. Eight Princess Lottie, 51. 9, 10 out. 11 Attila, 750. 12 Another Sin, 850. 13 Call Me Brad, 41. 14 Morbitasi, 151. The favourite, Boom Chicka Boom for Jimmy Byrne, $2 even.
Yeah, she'll go Boom Chicka Boom out of those gates, 6-2, 11 and 4. He's just lying this horse. His Gold Coast wings 3 runs ago was good. He went to the bat out of Helen, run third. He ran second at Eagle Farm. He had 60.5 kilos. He did all the bullock and work up in front. And it was only the last 50 metres they grabbed him when running second, beaten 0.3 of a length. But he's got a 6 kilo weight drop here, and he grabs a gate. You know, you want a good alley. That's in the Kirby, and that's what you need to win a Kirby from a good alley. Too Impregnable, he's the massive watch. He resumes here from the Toby Edmonds yard. He draws 2 gate. He's had 2 trials under his belt. He's 3 for 3 here at this track. So you know he loves it, and you'll know he'll come out humming, and he'll be following those leaders wherever they go. I've got 11, Attila. I think he's going really good from the Sue Grills yard. He won at Scone, he won at Canamble, he won the Cannonball out there. He's got a lightweight. He'll follow those leaders across and try to get on their back somewhere in it. And the little horse regimes a full Wugan Blade. He's a really tough little horse. He's not over big, but he can hit the ground and he can run. He doesn't have to lead either. He's pretty versatile, but he regimes here with 2 trials of the Gold Coast and Deegan, and placed in both those trials, and the Gilbray rides in. So 6-2, 11 and 4 in the last, Sean.
All right. Can you label one today on Cup Day, Gary?
Oh, I like Helen Nism. I'm racing number 6, Helen Nism. I think she's a pretty smart filly, and she got the job done really good in that maiden last start. And I like one of the values. So that support with a Trisky one, race 3, number 7, $13 at the moment. They bet around $15, $16 last night. I think she's each way. So race 2, number 6, race 3, number 7, Trisky 1. Quaddy numbers will go 3, 7, 11 and 8 in the first leg, and then 5, 3, 6, second leg. 5-3-1-9 in that third leg, and in the last leg, just shorten it up with 6-2-11. But other than that, Sean, we've got a magnificent day. You couldn't get any better day than go cup racing, and all the fields are there, mate.
Terrific, Gary. We'll look forward to your late mail throughout the day.
Mate, I must say, you've done an enormous job, and the club and everyone appreciates everything that you do. You just get about and you work hard, and not only that, and when you go to those shows, you keep them entertained. So you're a fantastic man for our industry.
We have a bit of fun, guys. Thank you. That's the main thing. You've got to enjoy life. And I was lucky I didn't get thrown out, so that's a good thing.
You're a great man. Good on you, Sean. Good work.
Good on you, mate. You too, guys.